The Mamas on Magic.
Good morning. I'm Shannon.
And I'm Gwen.
And this week we've been talking about spring and Easter-related topics. Today we're going to share some ideas for things to do with Easter eggs besides hunt them, of course.
Yes, that's obviously the most popular thing to do with Easter eggs. But if you want to try something new or something to do with the eggs after they've been hunted, we've got some suggestions.
Yep. Have you ever seen the egg roll they do at the White House?
Yes.
Yeah, you can do it at home too. You just give the kids spoons, or they could use their noses or their feet to move the egg from point A to point B. Whoever gets their eggs to the finish line first without breaking it wins. So, and prizes are always a good way to end any game, of course.
Yes, my boys would smash the eggs almost
certainly.
Forget
point
B. But I would try
B.
that, yes. And here's another game to try, the egg and spoon race. Basically, everyone who wants to play puts a boiled egg on a spoon, lines up, and then begins to race toward the finish line. The contestants have to keep their egg balanced in the spoon, no cheating, by using another hand for support. And if the egg drops but isn't broken, the contestant picks up the egg and continues the race.
One of my favorite things to do with extra Easter eggs is to eat them. Plain, with a little salt, turned into deviled eggs, or mixed up for egg salad. This year, we won't have to buy eggs to boil for our Easter eggs.
Oh, that's right. You've got your own source.
Yes. Yes, we do. The three backyard chickens, they're laying nearly 2 dozen eggs a week, so we have plenty.
Okay.
They're all over the kitchen
all right.
counter
well,
today.
Well, then you need to hook me up then. Thanks for listening today. Tomorrow, we'll be back to talk about some of our favorite Easter memories. Have a great day, everyone.